Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, as you discharge your duty on this jury, you will pay heed to all the instructions which have been enumerated to you up to this point. I shall now give you further instructions which you should strictly follow during your deliberations on this case. Know that you are the sole judges of the belief to be given to the witnesses and the weight to be given to their testimony. Yet, concerning matters of law, you must be governed by the instructions in this charge. You must never let bias, pity, or prejudice play any part in your decisions. In reaching your answers, you should consider only the words heard here under oath and the exhibits introduced. That includes the evidence seen and heard in this court, combined with the law as presented to you by the court. You should not discuss anything that is not shown by the evidence or exhibits in this case as you go about your duties. Your answers should never be based on surmise, suspicion, or guess, but totally upon the evidence which is given. Remember that a just and fair verdict can't be guessed at. Remember that every answer which the charge lists is vital, and no juror should state or consider that any answer that is asked for is not important. You should not answer the questions according to who you believe should win. You should just answer the questions, and you should not discuss nor concern yourselves with the effect of your answer upon who is found to be innocent or guilty. That is a question that is exclusively for the court to decide. You must never use a method of chance to decide an issue, and this includes the drawing of straws, or any other method of chance.